Okay. Winning a Stellar Award with TED, was that the highlight of your life, your career?
At the time, it was, because we went, and so thankful at the time, you know, that wasn't the rise of the independent artist, but we were. We were on an independent label, and we were amongst our peers who were heavy hitters with the majors, you know. And we were in very, very highly esteemed company in the categories we were in, and to have made the impact that we did at that time when, you know, independents weren't as celebrated as they are right now, it was a blessing and a privilege to be, to win in that category, because, you know, we just really wanted to get what we wanted to say out, and thank God for the privilege to be able to do it through a record company. But at the time, it really was a great experience for both of us.
Where do you want Renewed to take Sherry Jones Moffitt?
I want to be able to sing at the Kennedy Center.
All right.
And I want to be able to sing at churches as well as the Kennedy Center. I hear a lot of artists saying that, well, I don't want to cross over. I do. Yeah. And I tell you why. Because I believe that the kingdom assignment, this kingdom consciousness that we have, that I have, I don't believe anybody can say it the way that I can or the way that I've been chosen. You know, and I think that the way that God has allowed me to package these kingdom messages in these songs are palatable, or will be palatable, to people who won't set foot in church. It's packaged in a way that I don't offend. Church is who I am. It's where I came from. I'm a pastor's kid, and I'll never distract myself or dismiss myself from that. But I want to go somewhere I've never been, so I had to do something that I've never done.
Wow. Sounds great. Let's talk about a few people. I'm going to call out some names and give me your impressions of them, okay?
Okay.
Donnie McClurkin.
Donnie is one of the greatest servants to the kingdom that I think I've ever witnessed. He serves God with purity. And he is so gracious. Donnie happens to be a really good friend of mine. And so gracious to try to carry those that have the weight of the glory of the Lord on them, to push them to be greater.
Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin is the icon that everybody knows and wants to be. Kirk Franklin is the epitome of what it means to be gospel success, commercial gospel success, and I think that he's taken his lessons and let us watch him grow up and be a part of his journey, and we happen to enjoy it through his songs.
Kim Burrell.
Who happens to be my daughter's godmother.
Hey!
There is none. Kim Burrell is music.
Hey.
She's music altogether. Whatever genre you can think of, she's music. She is the greatest musical instrument, I believe, in a woman that I've ever heard.
You know, and one thing, I just say Kim Burrell just hasn't got her due. That's just my feeling.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. She's a lot to handle. And you really have to be able to appreciate her as a musician. But what I love more about Kim than her musicianship, because, you know, people are coming out of the womb being able to sing like that now. What I love more than her musicianship is her heart towards God, and that she, in the middle of her musical skills and ability, she is anointed.
Wow.
She's anointed by God, and she doesn't apologize. No matter who is embracing her, she is who she is, wherever she goes.
Hey. Kurt Carr.
Oh. Perfectionist.
Hey.
Kurt Carr is a perfectionist. That was a really good experience for me, too, singing with him. I learned a lot from Kurt Carr. Kurt Carr is a go-getter. And no matter what, he's coming to give you something, and he's not going to stop till you get it.
Well, all right. Renewed. Where can folks pick up Renewed?
Renew will be in stores everywhere August 11th. That's a little less than 2 weeks.
Okay.
But if you can't wait for the rest of the record and you want to get renewed right now, you can go to iTunes and purchase Renewed from iTunes on the Internet right now. I encourage you, everybody that's listening, it's bold, it's brave, it's my testimony, it's raw, uncut, but I'm talking about my life lessons, the things that I learned, the things that I went through, and what I learned of God in the process. And I believe it's going to bless you if you get it.
Sherry Jones Moffitt, our guest. Sherry, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so much.
Sherry Jones Moffitt on Star 94.1.